Hello and welcome to the TrustSource DeepScan session. In this session, I want to introduce you to DeepScan, which is an open source solution that we have provided to foster the analysis of license indication. So, who am I? I am Jan Thielscher. I am from EACG. EACG is a consulting company that is specialized in the architecture area. We came to help customers with a lot of open source architectures, open source based architectures. And then probably also due to my education, we drove directly into the open source compliance part because we recognize that even huge projects require a lot of infrastructure, which is open source, and then the license topic immediately comes on top. This is why we are familiar with this topic, where we went into a couple of years ago, and now we are have put all our thoughts into TrustSource. TrustSource is a software as a service solution that is helping even large organizations to create the accountability that is required across a complete organization to make sure the compliance processes are managed properly. Within this conglomerate, within all this stack, we have came across a particular solution, which is the resulted in DeepScan, and DeepScan is now part of an open source solution that I want to introduce you here. Why DeepScan? So whenever you do open source compliance, you have to handle a lot of metadata. There is you have to know what is inside the repositories that you're using, what's inside the code, what is there any hint of a license. What are the licenses that are applied? What are the components? Is there some file that's reused and stuff like that? Because sometimes even a little file comes with a particular association of a license, and that is something that you should be aware about. So in the end, this is all done or taken from the source repository, and that's why we decided that it's really important to have something that gives us the information what is exactly in the source. And the core idea was to scan the repository, to understand all the text files that are in there, and to assess them for example, SPDX keys, understand text to see whether there's a license indication there, and to compare it with existing license information, so to understand what kind of license is it. Is it a MIT or is it a JSON license? These are pretty close, but they are not exactly similar. And so we introduced the similarity analysis as part of this tool. And we also, when we were doing this kind of analysis, we recognized that is also relevant to understand or catch all the author or copyright holder information that you require for some kind of attribution requirement to compete, fulfill attribution requirements. And it would be great to assemble this in a package so that we can further on use it for machine reading or for machine readable results that we can further process. This is actually the idea. Probably you're familiar with the Open Chain Tooling Group capability map. This is a map which is outlining all capabilities required to manage open source in a compliant way in the most automated fashion. It describes the different capabilities. And there's another talk where I'm introducing this kind of capability map. Helps to already give you a lot of orientation when you want to build your own compliance chain. You can get this information in the talk that is available under this link here. It's also a FOSDEM talk. It gives into details of all these capabilities and gives a bit more insight here. DeepScan actually focuses on the license and copyright scanning. DeepScan is available in three flavors. We have an open source solution that is available on GitHub. It is the core. It's taking care for this all analysis. We package it with a license text that we are maintaining. It will be upgraded every 3 months, so around about. It's part of the repository. It's a CLI version, so you can scan it privately, your own repositories, whatever you like. And then we have a web-based service. It's a web-based service, actually. It's under deepscan.trustsource.io. That's the same tool. It's just put under a web interface. So you just enter a URL you want to scan. It will be passed asynchronously into a service that is checking out the directory or the repository, scanning the things and returning you a UUID that you can use to retrieve the results, and then you have a nice interface that's showing the results. That's pretty simple to use. I will demonstrate it later on. And we also have another version that is dealing with authentication, so we can also access private repositories. We have also the capability to edit and modify the results. Parts of this shall move on to the free version, but we are not there yet. I want to demonstrate now the tools so that you can get a grip of it, and hope you will enjoy it. So here you find pip install TS DeepScan. Let's check out DeepScan itself and see how it works. Git clone https github.com trust source. There's a spelling source. TS DeepScan. Here we go. And now we can use DeepScan to see what is included. TS DeepScan minus O, which is the output file that we can name here, and we want to include copyright. Please recognize that there is a capital C in there, otherwise the parameter won't work. And don't forget the dot to use the current directory. It can also be in any kind of directory that you can give here. Here we go. In the first step, it will build the data set. If you are using it the first time, this might take quite a second. As we have just installed it, it requires the time. Then it's starting to scan the complete repository. It's looking at all the files that it can find, all text files. You can have in the repository README page, you see an overview of the files used. And here we go, the result file doesn't look too nice in command line style. So I'm going to open it in Firefox. Let's have a look what the result will be. Here you go. So you see what you get is a structure of files and their contents, and it will outline the different keys it identifies, as well as the copyright text. This is a very simple way to do this, but there is even a more simple one for those that do not want to have the hassle of installations. So you can go to deepscan.trustsource.io
and provide the repository URL that you want to scan. So let's take the same. Schedule this for scanning. You must agree to the terms and conditions. You can have a look at them in German as well as in English. You may decide to include the copyright information or not. So whatever you will see is you will get a UUID, and this UUID is the one that you can use for later reference when you return to see your results. When you carry on with this ID, you can later return when you receive the email that is notifying you, or if in case you do not want to leave your email there, you may also return and use the check results page, enter the ID that you have received, and request the status to be displayed. This will open up a very simple UI, which is defining or identifying what you have done, giving the repository URL, telling you about the number of files that have been processed, how many were failed. There are sometimes code page issues or things, then you will find the files or the results under failed, and also tell you how many results it has. Here on the right hand side, you will see how many files have license indications and what kind of licenses there are. You will be also able to filter across different files or search for a specific file by name, so that you can immediately jump into the result. You will get a structure on where to find the results, and you will have a chance to jump directly into the source, so to verify what you find. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure presenting this stuff to you. Hope you liked what you saw. Probably you will make use of it. We are happy to hear. So in case there are additional questions, just let me know. There's a Q&A session later on. I'll be happy to answer questions directly here, or just reach out. You will get in touch, or can get in touch with us through our webpage, either TrustSource.io or EACG.de. We're happy to hear from you, and happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much.